Happy Friday! Welcome to this edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie, and today I'm going to talk to you about oils. So we've gotten a lot of questions about what's the best type of oil to use. There's so many out there this day and age. Just my mind's about to explode, right? So I'm not going to break down every single type of oil because that wouldn't be a quick Friday episode. And I apologize for the sound. You guys know that I record these on my way to work, so kill two birds with one stone. Anyways, different types of oil. So I'm not going to break down exactly which one, but I am going to give you some tips that help you know what to look for to make your best informed decision. The first one let's talk about is coconut oil. So you probably have heard a lot of this on TV, in the media today. I know a lot on social media. We call it the coconut craze, right? Coconut oil is everywhere. You're seeing people use it in their hair, on their skin, in their food, in their coffee, all these different types of things. So really, the big controversial issue with coconut oil is that it is solid at room temperature. So when a fat is solid at room temperature, we call it saturated fat. And typically, if you remember this growing up, what we learned in nutrition is that those solid fats are typically the ones that are not so good for us. We have different types of cholesterol. Your HDL helps get rid of the bad stuff, to put it simple, and your LDL is one that we want to keep lower. So LDL is we want to keep lower with that cholesterol. HDL, you can increase that with activity. We want that higher because that's going to help your cholesterol overall. So coconut oil is solid at room temperature, meaning it's a saturated fat. We've been taught limit the amount of saturated fat in your diet because it leads to high cholesterol, high triglycerides, all these negative health risks that we've been taught, right? However, people use this a lot because it is different the way it's made up, I believe, of medium chain triglycerides, which is a different type of fat, right? So the different types of fat are the way it's linked together. I'm not going to get too far into it, but it has to do with how the body metabolizes it. So it is a medium chain triglyceride. With that being said, I'm a firm believer of everything in moderation. Just like with anything, you know, don't be putting coconut oil in every single thing, right? Because too much of a good thing can never be good for us. So a lot of the hype is there basically with marketing. Another type of oil that you might have seen a lot of, might be familiar with, is olive oil. Now that one is considered more of a healthier type of fat because think of the key word there. It's made with olives. It's a great option to use with dressings, to use, you know, drizzle on your salad. But one thing to keep in mind is that it has a low smoke point. That's something that you want to look at when you are deciding which type of oil to use. It depends on the purpose. So are you deep frying? Are you drizzling it to make a dip or a salad dressing? Are you baking with it? Because the different types of oils will have different smoke points, meaning that, you know, it will start smoking or breaking down at this degree. So olive oil is going to be better for, like I said, those dressings, those dips, those types of things. Whereas if you're cooking something, you might want to consider using a vegetable oil or something that has a higher smoke point. Avocado oil is another one. It's made from avocados. So there's kind of a range. They're not necessarily better. You know, they're all just different, used for different purposes. So my best advice to you is if you're watching your cholesterol, if you are trying to eat healthier, maybe you're looking to lose weight, then be cautious when using any type of oils. You might do better using those spray types of things to cook with if you're looking to add a little flavor. But at the end of the day, oils are like avocados. They're very calorie dense, meaning there's a lot of calories in a small amount. So use a tablespoon when you're measuring, when you're cooking, to help control that intake. But of course, a little bit, you know, just like everything, moderation is key. A little bit of those oils are going to be good for you. We know that healthy fats are good for brain health and different functions in our body. So I hope that helped with your question, those of you who've been asking. If you have any other questions on this topic, feel free to write us a message. You can find us on Instagram @FitFriendsHappyHour. I am a registered dietitian nutritionist, so really my goal with nutrition is to decipher the science and communicate it to you guys, because there's so much information out there. I want you to be smart consumers and make sure you're getting your information from a credible source to save you money, save you time, and just make you happier and healthier. So that's it, you guys. I hope you have an awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.